Byrne Kells had stolen into the main room from the mudroom, where he had been sitting on his trunk and trying to remember why he had killed the old woman. He thought it was the fire. He had spent 2 nights shivering under a pile of hay in Deaf Rinkin's barn, and this old Kitty, she who had put all sorts of useless learning into his stepson's head, had been warm as toast the whole time. 'Twasn't right. He had watched the boy go into his mother's room. He had heard Nell's cries of joy, and each one was like a nail in his vitals. She had no right to cry out with anything but pain. She was the author of all his misery, had bewitched him with her high breasts, slim waist, long hair and laughing eyes. He had believed her hold on his mind would lessen over the years, but it never had. Finally, he simply had to have her. Why else would he have murdered his best and oldest friend? Now came the boy who had turned him into a hunted man. The bitch was bad and the whelp was worse. And what was that jammed into his belt? Was it a gun, by gods? Where had he gotten such a thing? Kells choked Tim until the boy's struggles began to weaken, and he simply hung from the woodsman's strong hands, rasping. Then he plucked the gun from Tim's belt and tossed it aside. "A bullet's too good for a meddler such as you," Kells said. His mouth was against Tim's ear. Distantly, as if all sensation were retreating deep into his body, Tim felt his stepper's beard tickling his skin. "So's the knife I used to cut the diseased old bitch's throat. It's the fire for you, whelp. There's plenty of coals yet, enough to fry your eyeballs and boil the skin from your—" There was a low, meaty sound, and suddenly the choking hands were gone. Tim turned, gasping in air that burned like fire. Kells stood beside Big Ross's chair, looking unbelievingly over Tim's head at the gray fieldstone chimney. Blood pattered down on the right sleeve of his flannel woodsman's shirt, which was still speckled with hay from his fugitive nights in Deaf Rinkin's barn. Above his right ear, his head had grown an axe handle. Nell Ross stood behind him, the front of her nightgown spattered with blood. Slowly, slowly, Big Kell shuffled around to face her. He touched the buried blade of the axe and held his hand out to her, the palm full of blood. "I cut the rope so, Cherry Man!" Nell screamed into his face, and as if the words, rather than the axe, had done it, Byrne Kells collapsed dead on the floor. Tim put his hands to his face, as if to blot from sight and memory the thing he had just seen, although he knew even then it would be with him the rest of his life. Nell put her arms around him and led him out onto the porch. The morning was bright, the frost on the fields beginning to melt, a misty haze rising in the air. "Are you all right, Tim?" she asked. He drew in a deep breath. The air in his throat was still warm, but no longer burning. "Yes. Are you?" "I'll be fine," said she. "We'll be fine. It's a beautiful morning, and we're alive to see it." "But the widow—" Tim began to cry. They sat down on the porch steps and looked out on the yard where not long ago the Barony Covenanter had sat astride his tall black horse. Black horse, black heart, Tim thought. "We'll pray for Ardelia Smack," Nell said, "and all of Tree will come to her burying. I'll not say Kells did her a favor. Murder's never a favor. But she suffered terribly for the last 3 years, and her life would not have been long in any case. I think we should go to town and see if the constable's back from Tavares. On the way, you can tell me everything. Can thee help me hitch Misty and Bitsy to the wagon?" "Yes, Mama, but I have to get something first, something she gave me." "All right, try not to look at what's left in there, Tim." Nor did he, but he picked up the gun and put it in his belt